talking about fat-burning recipes, weight loss tricks and tips, news, notes, and he answers your questions. And now it's time for the Robert Ferguson Show with Robert Ferguson.
Hey, this is Robert Ferguson, and you are live. Well, if you're live, you're live. But if you're not, you are listening to the replay here with the Diet Free Life Show, and I am coming to you right from the Diet Free Life Clinic in Ventura, California. Now, today is an exciting day because we're going to talk about three very important things that I believe are talkaboutable. Now, if you are new to the show, I want to say thank you. And if you are listening live, I want to encourage you to share this show on your Facebook, email it to your friends. Help me get the word out there because I have never met a person. I mean, I really haven't. I have never met a person who is excited and delighted about being on a diet. I have never met someone who enjoys or embraces the idea that they want to restrict their favorite food from themselves or be deprived or walk around hungry just so they can lose weight as well as avoid gaining weight. Now, each and every week, our goal is to bring clarity to how you can literally eat the foods you love, lose all the weight you want, improve personal wellness, and you know what? Live a diet-free life. And that's what we do each and every Tuesday. So I want to encourage you to come back and spend some quality time with us every Tuesday. And when you can't be here because life gets in the way or you have other things that are a priority at the moment, just listen later. Catch the replay. Download it on your phone. Download it on your computer. Put it on a CD. Play it when you're walking around. Put it on your iPod. And each and every week when you take the time and do things like this, what you're doing is you're basically fueling your engagement with living a diet-free life. I mean, all the studies ever conducted about weight loss, those who have been able to keep a substantial amount of weight off and not gain the weight back when weight loss is the goal, as well as those who have been able to live a healthy life, meaning they've been able to maximize overall personal wellness, are those people who are engaged. That means they have some type of stickiness that keeps them wanting to be active, wanting to eat in a way that helps them manage their situation as far as being able to extend their lifeline as they reduce their waistline. All the studies say this. So if there is a way you can stay engaged, then stay engaged. I mean, even if you go with a conventional, traditional diet, they can work. You know, let's look at, you know, a Weight Watchers type of program, for instance. It works. One of the key reasons why it works is not the way you're eating. I mean, obviously, that plays a role. But the key thing that stands above everything else is the fact that you have camaraderie. You have a place to go where you can check in. You have the reinforcement. You have a group of people, like-minded people with the same goal, who are, like, cheering each other on in order to be successful. And then when you look at the people who end up gaining all their weight back, you know, people, you know, are quick to say Weight Watchers doesn't work, but the reality is they no longer have that group of people that can help them remain engaged. And the world we live in today, people logging on Facebook all the time, use Facebook and social media and a show like this to be like a tool for you to keep you re-engaged, to keep you reinforced. At the same time, you're expanding your knowledge. So my goal each and every week is to come back to you with some thought-provoking information and do it in an entertaining way. You know, I think I have somewhat of a personality, so if I can just keep it real and just be me and continue to be transparent and have some fun here, then, hey, it's a win-win for all of us. And the goal is that we all are able to optimize our situation. Now, today, I am going to talk about what I look at as a conspiracy around processed food. Okay, that's going to be interesting in itself. And then following that, if you have any questions, then I will answer any questions. But following that, we're going to have a special guest, a new partner of Diet Free Life, coming on the air. And number one, you're going to get a chance to meet her. Her name is Dana Dieters. Awesome lady I met years ago, and I'm hoping that we can get her on a regular basis because she is a personal trainer, you know, a person out there making it happen when it comes to fitness. And now she's soon to be a, well, she is a Diet Free Life coach, and she's going to be a state representative for Diet Free Life. I mean, I'm just really excited about her because she is an asset. I mean, she has a brand, but she's in this to help people. And when that's the case, you got my attention. And I believe if we can get enough people with the same type of mindset to all come together with a transparent approach to giving the best of what we bring to the table to other people with the goal of helping them. And then if we can get other people to take on that same philosophy, oh, my goodness, we can help a ton of people. So we're going to talk to her. But we're also going to be giving away a six-day detox drop to someone who's going to be able to drop it like it's hot. so we're going to do that today. And we're going to talk a little bit about the conclusion of a challenge that we've had taking place over in St. Cloud, Minnesota. We had a challenge that started 8 weeks ago, and it ends this Saturday. And someone in that area is going to earn over $3,000 in cash prizes. And then we're going to be looking at giving away a prize where someone's going to get flown out to California to attend one of our three-day retreats. So, and Dana's going to be the one delivering that good news with the local radio station there. So this is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So, now, again, if you're new to the show, please keep in mind our community website, so you want to remember this, is mydietfreelife.com. And you can go to the site. It's free. And we have groups that are formed, new groups that are forming. We even have a group for Detox Drop that I just formed. And it's a place where you can blog, and we're growing. That site is growing. We're getting a lot of good feedback, and we are on truly the fast track. So I've been saying for a long time, you know, we have momentum, and we truly have momentum. So if you're not a member, I encourage you to do so. And at the same time, you can learn more about the Diet Free Life and our method, the psychology, the philosophy that makes it all work. Now, the promise here is that we show people how to eat real food, right? So I'm on TV saying you can eat real food, your favorite foods, lose all the weight you want, and live a Diet Free Life. Now, 10 years ago, when I would say that, you know, a lot of people would look at me and go, huh? And then if I mentioned fast food, they would go, how can you eat fast food and lose weight? And I would say, how can you not? Food is food. And then they would say, well, you may be able to lose weight, but it can't be all healthy for you. And then we would have this dialogue. Well, today, I've made a little bit of progress, and mainly because of those of you who are listening, and many people who have bought, you know, our products and implemented this methodology. And they've eaten fast food and frozen entrees and processed food. And they've eaten it in a way where it keeps their blood sugar levels where they want them. Their insulin levels, from a hormonal standpoint, are where they want them. And they're able to keep their body in fat-burning mode all day long. And it literally meets a person right where they are. Right where they are economically. Sometimes we won't buy certain foods because we can't afford those foods. And other times, you know, maybe it's convenience. You know, maybe you don't have time. I know I experienced that. You know, you're in an airport and you're rushing. You don't have time to sit down and have, you know, salmon and, you know, green beans or some type of salad. You know, the only thing I see is a McDonald's or a Wendy's. And so I, you know, am able to go there and choose the food that's going to help me keep my body in fat-burning mode. Right? So this is our promise, and it's been around for a long time. And fortunately, we've made progress. I mean, we're working with the Kaiser Permanentes and the Aetnas and the United Healthcare. And when I first do talks around them, they look at me almost like, I can't believe he's saying that. But then by the time they understand the science behind why I'm saying what I'm saying, then they go, wow, that makes total sense. So we have a ton of momentum, but still, there's over 300 million people in the United States alone. I mean, I've had a product sell over 500,000 units, but that's not even like a percent. Think about it. That's not even a half a percent of the population. So we have a long way to go, but we're going to get there. And one of the things that I want to talk about today is this conspiracy around processed food. And I say as a conspiracy primarily because a conspiracy points at the fact that the words treacherous or evil or unlawful come to mind or are associated with that word, like a crime or a wrongful act is taking place. And depending on who you speak with, there's many people who will demonize what they consider processed foods, and they say you can't eat processed foods, or if you're eating processed foods, it's not going to help your health. And every time I hear that, I see people starting to create their own definition of what processed foods are, and it really bothers me. Okay, so I want to bring clarity for our community, for you, so that you look at processed food totally different moving forward from this day on, right? So if you believe that processed food is extremely harmful, I want you to stop thinking like that. And let's get real, right? I want you to truly understand, first of all, what is meant by processed food, literally, okay? Because this goes way back, you know. It's like this morning I was eating a couple slices of toast, and I was looking at the sliced bread. And, you know, in the early 1900s, you know, sliced bread was introduced, and people said there's no way. It'll go bad too soon. You can't do it. But a gentleman pressed the issue, and he pushed forward. And as a result, you know, Mr. Rawetter came up with a machine and a process that made it to where the sliced bread wouldn't turn and go stale like overnight. And business skyrocketed. And that's processed food. So whether you're eating whole wheat bread or you're eating Wonder Bread or some bread that's like white flour-based, stripped of all its nutrients the way you may perceive it, it's all processed. You with me? So, again, I can't tell you how many people continue to preach out loud and they demonize processed food as bad. And personally, I'm very tired of hearing people say that processed food is part of the problem for why people are overweight or they can't lose the weight. Now, it's also the same people that make these statements and judgments about processed food that are actually eating processed food, but they don't even realize it. You know, a few weeks ago, I was on a panel in Denver, Colorado, and we had three physicians on the panel, and they're beating up processed food. And they're beating up and demonizing fast food. And then when it came to me, I made a couple of points and brought clarity to this. And the panel was quiet because they were just speaking out of turn and speaking in a way where what they were saying as an authority was basically getting the audience to either judge themselves as eating unhealthily and to beat themselves up because of what they're eating. They look at it as processed food. But the reality is, these same people who are beating up what they're calling processed food are eating processed food, ate it right before we went on the stage. I watched them. So here's the deal. It's unfortunate. It is. But the reason for this is that people like those people on the panel, they think that all processed food is, number one, high in fat. They believe processed food is high in calories. They believe that processed food is denatured and bad for our health. But here's the deal. To their surprise, and maybe yours, the method of processing includes everything from canning, freezing, refrigeration, dehydration, and aseptic processing. So, do you have any canned goods in your house? Do you have anything in your refrigerator that is there that's frozen? It may be labeled organic, but it's still processed. See, cereals, milk, frozen foods, they're all processed foods. And again, it doesn't matter if it's organic or not. Fruit and vegetable juices, well, processed foods. And most are considered healthy because there's no sugar added. And I get that. Orange juice that's fortified with calcium, well, it's processed. Low and non-fat milk, that is also processed, and I'm glad it's processed because it's pasteurized which is part of a process, to kill bacteria and homogenize to keep fats from separating. That's a nice thing. So processed foods can be a very helpful thing. And I get that it can be harmful, but to generalize that processed foods are bad, well, that's not fair. See, processed foods that most people would agree are categorized as healthy would include, let's say, oatmeal. You may, I mean, if you're, you know, the oatmeal is processed, would it be healthy to you or unhealthy? Well, you may be thinking, okay, steel cut is healthy. Okay. Again, here we go again. Okay. Who is the person who gets to define what is healthy or not? I mean, it kills me. It's like, I remember being on this this foreign television show, and you can Google and find it somewhere online. I think it's on YouTube. It was like a CNN, and they had experts come on. And this one lady I've seen on 2020 on CBS, she just goes on and on and on, just constantly blabbing. And she's saying this food is healthy and that food is not healthy. And my question to her, which no one can ever define, is who is the person who defines what makes whatever food healthy or not? Who is that person? You know, because I have vegan friends that would tell you that an organic chicken breast is unhealthy because they're coming from the standpoint or the viewpoint of being a vegan. See, everyone is going to define what is healthy for them based on them. But to push that on other people, that's the part that bothers me. So if there's food in my house, and I'm looking at that food, and it's the only food I can afford or have access to, well, I'm going to make the most of that food. Unless it's 100% that if I eat certain foods, it's going to hurt my heart or it's going to harm my health. Of course, that would be something that no one would want. But if it's not proven and it can be argued and there's no data to support that it's like unhealthy, then I'm just going to eat it in the right amounts. I'm going to combine it the best I can so that my blood sugar levels are not like too high and they're not fluctuating too low because I'm going to eat regularly. And if I'm doing that, I'm better optimizing my insulin levels. And if I'm optimizing my insulin levels as a hormone, and no doctor is going to disagree with this, then I'm what I refer to, I'm keeping my body in fat burning mode. I'm optimizing my potential based on where I am. And if you know anything about the word wellness, which was created by Dr. Halbert Dunn, who also, as the creator, as he created it, gave its original definition. And he said that wellness is an integrated method of functioning, which is oriented toward optimizing the potential of which an individual is capable of functioning. See, it's all about the individual and optimizing your situation so you can maximize based on you being an individual in your environment. I mean, I feel like I'm preaching today, but it just really bothers me, right? So oatmeal is processed, but people call it healthy. Frozen fish, like salmon, is processed, but we consider it healthy. Canned salmon is processed, right, and it's wild. We would consider it healthy. Dried fruits, roasted nuts, some people argue that. Seeds, 100% whole wheat bread. They're processed foods. Now, the same as calories aren't created equal, what we refer to as processed foods are not created equal. And I agree with that. Okay, but again, I'm not going to generalize and say to just avoid processed foods. See, the processed foods, I do believe all of us will benefit from avoiding, would include, you know, avoiding trans fatty acids. I believe, and there's a lot of science and government and colleges and institutions all agree. Like, no one's arguing trans fatty acids. No one. So we all agree that trans fatty acids are not a positive thing. I also include in that to avoid fractionated oils, interesterified oils, right, and packaged foods that come with a large amount of sodium or a large amount of sugar. I don't believe those things are going to contribute towards someone's overall health. So, yes, I agree. Okay, we're going to call something unhealthy when you're over. If you eat a whole pizza tonight, it could be whole grain. It could be like made with the best flours. It could be packed with vegetables. But if you eat the whole thing, then I would not say that that would be healthy. Right? Now, we may look at the pizza and categorize the pizza as healthy, but the way you eat it makes it unhealthy. I mean, go into Whole Foods tomorrow. When you get a chance, go to Whole Foods. Just walk in. You don't got to buy anything. And walk around. And I guarantee you that everyone in Whole Foods is not walking around with an extremely low body fat percentage. And they're buying the most healthy foods they believe are available on the earth. But they're not walking around, you know, ready for, like, you know, a fitness competition. Okay? So it's how we eat the foods. You know, there's a study that came out recently. And in this study, they looked at calorie for calorie. So they had people consume the same amount of calories. And with all things being the same, the what they call the calorie match, the differentiator was some people consumed, you know, their carbs in the form of glucose, and others consumed their carbs in the form of fructose. And at the end of the day, everything was equal. People didn't gain weight because the same carbohydrate amount came from fructose. And they didn't gain weight solely because it's glucose. Everything worked out the same. But when you increase both the fructose and the glucose, then you started to see a change. And the change is quite substantial, meaning, you know, glucose was causing blood sugar levels to go up high because blood sugar is pure glucose. And the glucose stimulates insulin, which is the storage hormone that causes us to go into fat storage mode. Well, fructose is not metabolized the same as glucose. Like, for instance, when you consume glucose, your muscles can use glucose. Your brain can use glucose. When you consume fructose, which is still part of the carbohydrate family, your muscles cannot use fructose. Your liver metabolizes it, and whatever is not converted and stored in your liver gets excreted, and you see an increase of fat storage, triglycerides increase. So fructose in large amounts is really not our friend. I mean, our liver doesn't use it. Where else does it go? It can cause a fatty liver, cause increase in triglycerides. You know, think about that. Now, let's bring it back. If you look at someone snacking on grapes, if they're eating a ton of grapes, grapes are highest in the carbohydrate fructose. You're probably going to see, because of the amount you're eating, your triglycerides go up. And that's not a good thing. And then, you know, let's go back to processed food. I had a woman right in front of me talking about how processed food is so bad, processed food is so bad. And as she's going on and on, I'm watching her take agave nectar and put it in her tea. And as we were talking, she said she uses agave nectar on a lot of her foods. That's where she gets her sweetness from, because in her mind, honey was a bad thing. Well, after she talked and talked and talked, I decided that it's time to keep it real. It's time to have a get real moment. And as part of the get real moment, you know, I share with her that honey's been around forever. I mean, that's God's creation. And honey has a ton of benefits. It's basically even 50-50 when it comes to fructose and glucose. However, once she understood, I'm not going to go into details of that, but once she understood the difference between glucose and fructose, as I just explained, I said that agave oftentimes is 90% made up of fructose. And if it's 90% fructose, you're basically causing your liver to potentially experience a fatty liver syndrome, as well as an increase in triglycerides. And agave nectar, if you didn't know, is highly processed. Highly. So she got quiet, and hopefully she walked away and is living her life where she's not so quick to demonize food and to just put down all types of food just because. And oftentimes we're putting down certain foods because of what, you know, someone told us or what we saw on the news, and the information just isn't real. And when that's not the case, we're taking the advice and opinions sometimes of some of these researchers that obviously looking at them, they're not following their own findings because many of them are battling with their weight. So there's a difference between what your brain picks up and what your knowledge is and what goes in your plate. And that's because there's such a big disconnect between how we're living and what we're up against and what life is all about and what we pick up as far as knowledge. And with this abundance of knowledge and everyone having the answer to weight loss and nutrition, it's like one week I'm eating this way because I heard this, and the next week I'm eating this way. And the reality is that we go back to the nuts and bolts of life. If we go back and just make the most of food, eat it in the right amounts, combine it in a way where we're looking at reversing the effect, right, reversing the cost so we don't chase the effect of why we gain weight, meaning I'm not going to overconsume, but I'm going to eat in a way where I'm keeping my body and my metabolism revved up. And that's all we teach right here at Diet Free Life, each and every day. We practice it. We believe it. I've watched it work for thousands of people, and I continue to see it work for thousands of people. And each and every week, I do this show because I know the power of clarity. I know that when a person has clarity, that means that there's no confusion. They are then more confident to experience a continuance of success. When you don't have confidence, yeah, you can fall prey to a lot of things. You can be on the bus and hear someone say you should eat this way or that way because you don't know any better, right? And so you just pick up new knowledge and make sense and you go for it. But when you have clarity, then you own it. You know, it's like we have this new program we're introducing to churches. And last week I was in Dallas, which I'm going to be in Dallas quite a few times this year. And while I was in Dallas, I just kept it very real as we were introducing the Diet Free Life University. And I said, you know, to the wives of some of these pastors and to the pastors of these big churches, I said, look, here's the deal. We all want to eat. We all want to, like, enjoy life. We all, like, we have food around us all the time. Food truly is a celebration of life. And I'm not going to tell you not to eat this or not to eat that. What I'm going to do is show you how to eat what's in front of you. And when you know how to eat it in a way that gets you these results, whether you're a type 2 diabetic, whether you're not, whether you have high blood pressure, whether you have high cholesterol, or whether you don't, it works for everybody. And then I'm going to show you how to customize it. And I go, and that's just being real. You don't have to ever diet again, ever. You know, and if you go back and to point out and bring even more clarity to what I mean by this entire opportunity of understanding processed foods, Jet Magazine did an interview with me. And the interview was a very interesting interview because it was all about the Daniel diet. And if you haven't heard about the Daniel diet, it's a diet that's being promoted where people go 3 to 40 days and they refrain from meats and dairy and they elect to go with more of a plant-based regimen, okay? And they're mimicking Daniel in the Bible, which is cool. I think that's great. So they just asked me to provide the pros and cons and what would Daniel do? Kind of like feedback for people who are doing it because so many people are doing it. And so the first question was eliminate meat. Okay. Now, meat is highly processed. So the pro, right, the benefit of eliminating meat, I said, is that recent studies show that compounds found in red meat can cause hardening or clogging of the arteries, right? So if you're not eating, you know, this processed meat, then, of course, the benefit is that you're less likely to experience the hardening and clogging of your arteries. Now, the con with this is that insufficient amounts of protein can slow your metabolism, leading to extra pounds. So muscle is the cell in the body that burns more calories than any other cell. And the building blocks of muscle, your lean muscle tissue that we have that's so valuable, is getting an adequate amount of protein. Now, you can do that if you're combining your vegetables and fruits in the right way. and you're eating, you know, in a way that you're acquiring that adequate amount of protein. But most people aren't. They're just jumping on the vegetarian, vegan, you know, bandwagon and just eliminating certain things without getting knowledge on how to make it work without consuming that certain thing, right? So you want to get an adequate amount of protein, and that would be like the thing that I would recommend people do. Now, the part that says, what would Daniel do, is my answer was to add protein-rich plants like avocado, corn, broccoli rabe. Those are very rich in protein. Matter of fact, broccoli rabe, R-A-B-E or R-A-A-B, there's other ways to spell it. When you're using that food, I mean, you're getting more protein grams than you are carbohydrate grams eating what looks like broccoli. So there's a whole bunch of, like, you know, vegetables that are protein-rich out there. And then the second comment or focus we had was avoid processed foods. Now, again, you know, here I am explaining to these editors what processed foods are. But at the end of the day, what they did is they just threw it all out there, and most people in their own mind will come up to what they consider processed, right? So the pro to this is when you avoid processed foods, chemicals like trans fatty acids, they actually block protein synthesis, which leads to a loss of lean muscle tissue. So trans fats, we all know, is not a positive thing, right? So if you avoid processed foods, well, you're probably going to avoid trans fats because it's used to help with shelf life and it goes into packaged foods. Now, the con to that is that not all food alterations are bad. As I explained earlier, you know, when you understand the power of processing, some processes help kill bacteria and make meal planning easier, right, because we then have convenience. And then the question of what would Daniel do is he wouldn't demonize foods, simply eat them in the appropriate portions. So he wouldn't be judgmental. The next one, and there's only two more, add fruits and vegetables. The pro to that is that eating whole foods will increase your body's intake of essential vitamins and fiber. Okay? The con to all of that is that not all fruits are equal. Okay? Some, as I mentioned earlier, if eaten in excess, can lead to type 2 diabetes. Many people are juicing because it looks as healthy, but they're not juicing in a way where they're keeping their blood sugar levels from spiking. If you're just juicing with fruits and vegetables and you're just throwing stuff in a blender or in a juicer, you may be getting too many of the wrong types of sugars, and you may be getting too much overall. So recommendation is education. The next one is dairy detox. That means refrain from dairy. Now, the pro to that, based on the Daniel diet, is foregoing cow's milk, a major allergen, and it can actually improve respiratory disorders such as asthma. Okay, we know this to be true. And for whatever reason, it is a truth. Now, the negative to this, when you avoid milk, is that studies show that consuming whole milk products, not low fat, but whole milk products, results in a healthier body fat percentage. There's a recent study that came out where when they looked at people across the board, those who were consuming high-fat products were actually leaner than those who were going for the low-carb. The primary reason for that is that when you go low-carb, or low-fat, sorry, you're getting the increase of carbs. When you go with whole-fat, then you have a lower amount of carbs, plus the fat helps slow down how fast the carb becomes sugar in the blood. And then when it came down to what would Daniel do, Daniel wouldn't do it, okay? But you can opt for hormone-free organic. See, Daniel wouldn't drink milk. So, however, the take-home would be that Daniel would opt for almond milk. He would opt for rice milk, soy milk. There's a lot of plant-based milks that are available. So if he wanted cereal, then he would actually go for a non-dairy type of milk. And there's quite a few of them out there. So, there you have it. We now have a better understanding that not all processed foods are bad foods. We now have a better understanding that we're not going to demonize foods and that we can make it work. And if you don't have a diet-free life system, I would recommend you get one, because then you then have the education and knowledge. And the one thing that you will not fall prey to is a fad when you have the knowledge. See, a fad is something that fades, right? So a fad comes, people jump on board, but you know it's going to fade. That's why it's called a fad. A trend, however, they come, and sometimes they last for a long time. But they're usually based on some type of principle or truth. And that's why they get popular, and then you don't hear about them, and then they come back. Oftentimes that's the case. But then you could argue and say that, well, that's a fad. Well, when it comes to nutrition, it's not fading. It's here to stay. And foods like mac and cheese, stuffing, turkey, cranberries, you know, food, the things that we sit down with each other and come together during the holidays, during special occasions, is going to be around for a long time. And because it's going to be around for a long time, and a long time meaning our whole life, then let's learn to enjoy foods and enjoy them in a way where we can get the results that we want. We don't have to demonize foods. We can look at foods and go from there. And I'm just going to end on this note as we get ready to bring on our guest today. I just want to end on this note and bring clarity to this truth. And that is, food truly is your friend. You can eat food to get energy. You can eat food for comfort. You can eat food, you know, for festivities. It can be part of your day-to-day, moment-to-moment life. Now, you can eat foods the way they come to you, or you can take everything to the next level. So I'm just going to give you a couple of examples, right? Because I'm doing a new cookbook that will come out, I don't know, May or June. And it's the whole cookbook is based on carbohydrates, everything. So you tell me, for instance, like your favorite carbs that you like to eat. And what I did, everything from French toast to pancakes to, you know, some Mexican dishes to bread to puddings, I mean, you name it, everything is carbs. What I did is took those recipes, made sure the flavor was there, but I made the foods more functional, meaning they function in a way with your body where the carbs weren't as high, and there was a way where we could boost the protein and the fiber. And when you do that, you make it a little bit more blood sugar friendly. And when it's blood sugar friendly, then guess what happens? The increase in fiber means you're more likely to lose weight if that's your goal. The increase in fiber also says, based on data and statistics, that you're less likely to gain the weight back. The boost in protein means that you're more likely to be substantiated, that means, or satiated, meaning you're less likely to get hungry sooner than later. The increase of protein means that the proteins are going to be more readily available to help you repair and recover if you have an active lifestyle. So the protein is there to keep that lean muscle tissue where it is and increase upon it because of the availability of the protein. And, of course, when the carbs are down, it's not necessarily meaning that the calories are lower. Oftentimes they are, because when you have an increase in overall fiber and you have a decrease in calories, well, the addition of the added fiber on top of the decrease of total calories means less carbohydrate calories are available for energy, and that means less blood sugar is going to be experienced, and less insulin levels or less insulin is going to be secreted. And as a result of that, we're now optimizing fat burning, but we're now doing it in a way where we don't give up the foods that we have a cultural, traditional relationship with. So I like to eat, and I'm going to always eat. And as a result of my liking to eat and always eating, I'm at a place where I want to know how to enjoy that chocolate cake without adding inches to my waist. Deal? Okay. That is a deal. All right. Well, so now we have a pretty good look at what we mean by processed food. I hope that was, inviting, and there was some good information there for you. And I hope that you're able to take this information and apply it in your own life and move forward. And don't be upset with yourself the next time you eat an energy bar because it's processed. And when you look at whole wheat bread or white bread, it's all processed. But look at it in a way where, one, you're not judging yourself, but then, two, you're able to, like, take your education, apply it, and choose the bread or the energy bar that is going to meet the desires you have in front of you or that you want to accomplish. And now there's no judgment. You're eating what you want. You're satisfied. And you walk away going, life is absolutely great. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and I'm going to bring on my guest. And I'm going to, whenever I bring on a guest, please understand that I'm always thinking about having a cup of coffee. And so I take a moment and I actually have that cup of coffee. So as I get ready to bring on my guest, I want you to kind of like get in the mood because we got some exciting things taking place at this very moment. And I'll have a cup of coffee. Mm. Oh, I love that moment right there. I love it. Well, let me just say, a few years back, I met someone in the St. Cloud, Minnesota area, and I think we got along like right in the beginning. And then I got to meet her husband, and awesome people, awesome community, and she is definitely inspired and someone who. It seems like everyone that I've met that knows her or is around her are motivated and inspired to live their most healthiest, most fit life. And so she is somewhat the type of person that I would call, contagious in a positive way, meaning if you're around her, you want to be your best person. And that's why I believe many of her clients that she works with continue to be engaged with her and continue to get results and live their healthiest life. And I am just very excited with the fact that we are working together more and more now, and definitely as we move forward in the coming weeks and years, getting the word out and helping people truly tap into that inner joy that is within all of us so that they can live their best life. And so together we bring those tools that can help people not just be inspired and not just be motivated for a moment, but be engaged in a way that it goes forever. That's what it's all about. So without further delay, she's on the radio locally. She does the TV stuff. She's got DVDs coming out and cookbooks and just making a difference in a lot of people's lives. I just want to bring to the Diet Free Life, Miss Dana Dieters. How you doing, Dana?
Good. Wow, you really make me sound really good. Thank you. I was like, you're selling myself over there. I have no idea, but thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
So, yeah.
Well, just keep being you because, you know, as they say in Hollywood, you know, the people who do the best are the ones who just do themselves, and you do a good job of that.
Yeah, I try. So, yeah, I'm excited that we're actually working now together, and I can make a difference in more people's lives, so this is fantastic.
Well, you know, before we jump into talking about some stuff, and then I definitely want to make sure we have a moment so you can kind of get us excited about, you know, your new DVD and the things that you have that are going to be become available to a lot of people. But I'm just blown away with, you know, you and your husband, you know, Rusty, do the detox drop.
Yep.
And next thing you know, I see, like, your clients doing the detox drop. Amazing before and after photos. And
I know. People are doing awesome.
You guys are dropping like it's hot. So how did you get so many people to just jump on board and go for it?
I think just because of the results that are happening. I mean, people are, you know, they want to, I think, you know, with, in general, just fitness and health, they want to feel better. And like even sleep better. Some people are like, I mean, everyone I've been talking to has been saying they've been sleeping like a rock. They can't, like, they've never slept so well in this week, you know, that they're doing the detox. So, you know, just getting cleaned out. It's spring, you know, people are wanting to spring clean their body. And I feel like the just how everyone's doing, like they're dropping like it's hot some inches in weight. So I think it's kind of motivating. It's just, you know, they see the other people and they're inspired.
Well,
so it's pretty cool.
Well, you've done a good job of getting it out there. And I guess, like you said, you know, other people see other people doing well, or maybe that lady that they hadn't seen in a while, and, you know, in 1 week she's down 10 pounds. And as you know, with the detox, you're still consuming 1,400, 1,500 calories a day. So it's not like you're starving.
Sure. Yep. No, and that's, like, what I loved about it, because I like food. You were talking about how you like food. I like food, too. So I was like, this is totally the perfect system, because you get to eat. So I was pretty excited. And you're not eating, like, just plain, boring food. So, yeah, I think that's part of it. I think people are excited. They like to feel good, and you have a perfect system just laid out there.
All right. Well, we're going to give away a detox drop today because of the excitement that you've created, and I think it just makes sense. It's like, you know, one of those things where, you know, when people engage in something, it's always nice to give something back to the community, right?
I agree.
So how did you set everything up, and then we'll go ahead and begin our raffle.
Well, I actually just posted, and everyone just liked the picture or the link. And then some of them on my other page, I had people say drop. And then I have it on my community page, too. So I've had about, I think, around 60 people. So I have it all in a little basket, and I'm just going to pick it out, and then we'll just see who is there. And, yeah, whoever listening, right?
Okay. Now, okay, so we'll do, so two ways. So are you on Facebook at this very moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we'll do is when you pick out the name, they will either call in and I'll give the phone number, or if they go on your page and they actually say, I won, whoever says I won first on your page or calls in wins the free detox drop.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so whenever...
So am I putting their name on the Facebook?
No, you're going to...
Or do I just mention it on here?
You just mention it on here. So that means they would have to be listening. So if they're not listening, we'll go to the next one until we get a winner.
Awesome. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so drum roll.
I'm gonna start. Okay. Drum roll, please. We have the first person here, and it is Alyssa Yozamp.
Alyssa
Yozamp. It's Y-O-Z-A-M-P, and then just Alyssa, L-A, or A-L-I-S-A.
Okay.
Actually, she's a client of mine.
All right,
Alyssa, if you are listening, she got it. She already posted.
Oh, so we have a winner.
Yep.
All right, congratulations.
We have a winner. We got a winner. Yay. How exciting. That's so fun. And it was the first person. Aw, yay. Okay. We did it.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, you know, I was going to ask you, like, one of the things that I would love to do, and I know you're busy and you have a crazy schedule, but, and we could record this on different days, but I would love, like, in my show here, that I would have, like, you know, a moment where we could have like a Dana Dieters, like, you know, fitness moment where you kind of give us like a fitness tip or a fitness moment or something about fitness, new study, new suggestion, once a week. And I could play it here for those who are listening. And I mean, that would be great if you're up to doing that.
Yeah, I totally would do that. That's super fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys heard it. I put her on the spot right there.
Yep, I'm all for it. That sounds great.
Awesome. Okay, so now moving away from that, and again, congratulations, Alyssa. Awesome. I feel like giving away another
one
because that was too easy.
I know. I kind of feel like it was a little easy. It was.
Well, you know what? Let's give away another one then, and let's see if that person comes forward within 60 seconds.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, here we go. All right, drum roll, please. We got
Sarah
Moore Lug. So it's, okay, so Sarah, S-A-R-A, capital M-O-O-R-L-A-G. So she is on my fitness page.
Okay, so Sarah Moorlag. Okay, you have 60 seconds, and I have the clock.
60 seconds.
Okay, so we're going to have a discussion. Let's see if she comes forward. And if she comes forward, then great. If not, then we'll go to someone else. We'll pull the next person. But this coming week, on Saturday, you're going to go over to WON, and they're going to announce the winner of the St. Cloud Weight Loss Challenge.
Yes.
And we thank you, everybody involved, that you're willing to go and meet the people. And someone's getting a big check for over $3,000.
Yeah, I'm excited actually to do this because I love giving out prizes. So I'm all for it.
Wow.
I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
Well, that's going
to
be like...
Especially to see who it transforms. I want to see this. This is exciting.
Well, I'm very, very pumped about it. And just so you know, we have 15 more seconds, Sarah. And if you don't come forward, then we're gonna pull the next person.
Yes, Sarah, and then Moorlag. I don't want to say it wrong. So whoever that was.
Okay. Well, the time is up.
I won on my page. Okay. So she is.
She's out of it.
Okay. So next one.
Okay. Who's next?
Next one. Here we go. Sarah Berg.
All right. Another Sarah?
She is another Sarah. Yep.
Well, there's some interesting last names in Minnesota, let me tell you. I mean, what happened to John Smith?
This was a client of mine, too, and I bet she's listening. I bet she's listening. So she will wait. We'll wait.
Okay.
She's another client.
Well, I hit the clock, so I'm on it.
She didn't. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
So the winner will be announced for the St. Cloud Weight Loss Challenge. You're going to be there. And then at the same time, we're going to pick someone that was in a challenge to come out to California for 3 days to our retreat. And we're going to give them the whole Hollywood experience. And they're going to have a blast, food, hotel, on the beach for participating in the St. Cloud Challenge. And
very nice.
Yeah, so we're very excited, too. And, again, I just want to say thank you for going out of your way to help make that all happen. And I also want to give you the bad news that Sarah did not make it.
Sarah did not make it.
All right.
Okay, here we go. We're doing it again. Well, this one's a little bit more interesting. The second one is interesting. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. My mother. My mom won. Marlene Ladenbach. But I don't know if she's listening. She's in Florida enjoying her time.
Oh, that's
but
funny.
She just asked when it was. So we'll see. We're going to still give her that 60 minutes or 60 seconds. And then if she doesn't do it, then we move on.
Well, you know, I think that's – see, right there is an example of how transparent you are. Because, I mean, some people wouldn't even, like, say out loud that that's their mom. They would just kind of skirt around it. But you just keep it real. So with Dana Dieters, you guys, you get what she gets.
You get the real stuff, for sure.
Love it. That is great. So now my question for you is, when is your fitness DVD series coming out and your cookbook coming out, and which one's coming out first?
Oh, well, the DVD is, like, almost finished. I just did some of that today. I just finished the voiceovers last week, so I'm hoping soon. I mean, we have an editor doing the voiceover part, and then he's just going to put it together, and probably, I think they're both going to come out around the same time in July.
Okay. Outstanding.
So it's a long process.
Yes, it is, and we will be here to help you out with that. So your mom did not make it, so let's go to the next person.
my mom did not make it. Well, yep, she's got to get a little faster. So, just kidding, no. She's in Florida enjoying her time, so that's what matters.
Well, we get it, and her, right, and so her daughter could always get her detox.
Yes, I can totally do that. I can get her one of those. Okay, the next person is Laura, and it's Morat. I'm going to say it wrong. But I know she is from Rusty's hometown. Laura Morat. I think I'm saying that wrong.
All right. And then the winner of the name of the person, the winner?
Marriott. I'm going to actually just spell it out really quick. So it's Laura and then Marotte. There we go. I just want to not get it right. So
okay. Well, the clock started. And if she doesn't make it, then we'll just hold that detox drop and give it away next week to somebody.
Okay, that sounds good.
But the winner, what's the name of the winner that won the first detox drop?
Alyssa Yozamp.
And how do you spell that?
That is Alyssa, and then Yozamp's Yozamp.
All right. Boy, you got some interesting names. I like it. Go Minnesota.
It's Go Minnesota. That's right. Yep. So,
okay. Well, there you go.
Actually, yep. Sarah, I'm not seeing anything from Sarah, so.
Okay, so, and the time ran out. So let me say, so if they contact you, or when you hear from Alyssa, just get her info and just get it to me, and we'll get her 6-day detox drop sent out to her immediately. Compliments of you for getting the word out. And, again, thank you. This is fun. Let's follow up, and let's do this on the regular. Great things coming, you guys, from Dana Dieters. We are 90 seconds from being done. Is there anything you want to plug or talk about or tell everybody what your website is?
My website is DanaDietersFitness.com, and it's just full of free recipes and fun blog stuff. It's all kinds of things, and I do online personal training as well, so I can be your trainer. And probably some of these people that are on this call are also my clients. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. It's a big community, and people are having a blast while working out. So, yeah, and eating fun foods, and, yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, you guys heard it. I mean, I'm on board, and I am excited, the same as you are, working with you, and we're going to do some great things together, and I'm looking forward to finding that time where I can come back to Minnesota, and I'm looking forward to us doing some things all around this place, and I don't know, there's just so much in front of us that we can do, and thank you for being part of the team.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited. And this was fun. Yeah, I can't wait to do this again.
All right, we will. So there you go, DanaDietersFitness.com. Check it out, you guys. Every Tuesday we have the show, and our goal is to empower and inspire people to live their healthiest life. I'm going to give you some information to learn more about when the show comes on and how you can be updated, et cetera. Again, thank you, Dana, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
90 seconds.
To learn more about the Diet Free Life System, our weekly newsletter that's available on your smartphone and email, and to be part of a growing community of people that are living a diet-free life, go to www.mydietfreelife.com. It's free to join, and we offer live chats, a variety of challenges, blogging platform for you to share, delicious fat-burning recipes, and so much more. It's
60
free
seconds.
To join at mydietfreelife.com. And if you didn't already know, you get me. I'm active at mydietfreelife.com and welcome the opportunity to connect with you. And lastly, each week I bring you this radio show with the goal of providing you with quality information that is educational, entertaining, and thought-provoking. Catch the show live or benefit from the replay. It's your choice. Until next time, here's to living your diet-free life.